Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, A Wonderful Approach. This is your host, Mama Seven, and we are in the classroom. I'm so excited to be here. Lauren, I'm so excited to be here. Why? Okay, so by this time during the day, our fast can be broken. Okay, we're making it through. but this fast is a very special fast because we're also in the middle of devotions. So whether you're doing a complete fast, whether you're doing fruits and vegetables, whether you're giving up your favorite little bacon, whatever you're doing it very intentionally over the last 15 days. And so we're also smack dab in the middle of this devotion. We're right here, family. We're here. Stay with us. We're here. So as we're here, as we're trying to make it through, you know, by the time you get to this part of the day, I hope you are doing a little exhaling. I hope you are relaxing. May this be dinner theater for you, whatever you want to do, or whatever you want to call it. This is where we are, okay? And so we have to begin to enjoy, be thankful for, understand that we're doing something. We're accomplishing something. So amen, amen, amen. And we've been doing devotions every morning. And when I say, so principle number 9 is you should be making a sacrifice of your little thing, whatever your little thing is. And whether it is and I want to let people know, not only is that something that you should be thinking about what you're going to give up, it can also be something that you're adding. I have had people make every program for this 15 days so far. That's a sacrifice. Even if all you're doing is getting up to turn on the radio, to you know, listen on your phone, call in, whatever you're doing, it's a sacrifice. So I want us to start paying attention to the things that we're doing that we're doing to better ourselves, that we're doing to encourage ourselves. We're doing the work. So be encouraged in the middle of it, all right? Last, I really, really enjoyed it. It was on protecting your peace. Protecting your peace. We were talking about peace in the morning. I couldn't let it go. We had to talk about it at night. So important that we start allowing ourselves to be peaceful. What brings you peace? What do you enjoy? And whatever that is, do it. Allow yourself this moment. I was thinking just last night, and I might be wrong. I might be wrong for thinking it. I was thinking just last night, what would you do if right now, for fun, if money wasn't an option? And I was like, you know, the parameters I put on it is take money off the table and something I can do in a weekend. I don't have to make any special arrangements with work. I don't have to, just what could you do for fun, not counting money, for enjoyment? And I got to thinking, I was like, okay, well, I could do this, I could do that, I could. And I made some plans. I'm like, I'm going to do some of this. And I gave myself a little timeline and everything like that. But I really wanted to say, what do I want? What's going to bring me some peace? You know, what am I going to enjoy? It's not going to be a guilty pleasure. Nothing with 1,000 calories in it, family. And I can do 1,000 calories easy. No, I'm going to do something that doesn't have any negative kickbacks on it. Just enjoyment. What are you going to do? And then I was like, it was such a great exercise because it helped me to understand, one, I'm not doing enough for myself. And then two, the things that bring me peace, I really want to do. So after the program, I really did spend some time And every day since, I've been spending time thinking about my peace and what does that mean? How do I go about that? You know, and one thing, if you get a chance to go back and listen to the show, you really need to. One little nugget, there are lots of nuggets, but one nugget of this program was one of the sisters said, the more I learned about my own peace and respect my peace, the more I can respect other people's pieces and I can respect other people's space and needs. And that is so, so true. So true. So if you want to take a chance, you want to listen to it, it's worth it. And like I say, do it with pen and paper because you never know when that nugget for you is going to drop. You know, I have my own things that touch me, and I'm listening, and I'm like, ooh, I don't think they heard you, but I'm going to repeat it because it's important. Here we are doing our flex, okay? Faith is the real flex, and I've been saying the word flex all week, and I don't know why. And so I've been like, wow, wow, this is the flex, you know, and the flex is something that you can have positive pride in, or even just pride in general. It's that thing that you can showcase. It is that, you know, it's the thing that you pop your collar on. And I tell people all the time, look, you need to pop your collar on that because you did that. You put your energy out there. You put yourself out there. You're doing good work just right there. And I said, okay, spiritually speaking, the flex. What is the flex? What is that thing that that you can go and say, hey, I'm a spiritualist, and look at what I got. Look at what I did. Look how God is blessing these actions. Look. All right, so seeing how we're talking about spiritually, we can go ahead and take money off the table, right? Because I guarantee you, money is not the flex in a spiritual sentence. We go ahead and take money off the table. What else is the flex? What do people, like, really get excited about and blah, 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 spiritually speaking? You know, in life. In life, let me tell you, these looks things, everybody's trying to be a glamour girl or a glamour guy, you know. Everybody's trying to... you know, looks are a big thing, so that's a big flex, but it's not a flex in the spiritual community, okay? Every now and again, it will creep in, but then when they realize that that beauty is only skin deep, even when they try to rewrite what beauty is, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I think this is beautiful, so I'm showing this is my beauty. Or I think that's beautiful. That it still is very surface level, and that flex doesn't usually come into spiritual conversation, okay? And then I started thinking about all of the different stories, Bible stories, hadith, surahs, apostle keys, Mother Goose. I don't care what story you're listening to, where you're getting your morals from, whatever. But what is the big flex? What is that thing that's like, ooh-wee, they got that going on. And for me, and this also happens to be the thing that I admire the most, and that's that faith. The faith is one of the strongest substances to me after love. Love makes the world go round. And love, because love feels so good, you don't have a problem with love. They're like, love? Oh, I'll take some more of that. Yes. Because it feels great, you know? Faith, not so much, in my opinion. And I'm so glad that this is the classroom because I'm about to say, hey, press one if you want to join the conversation. If you want to add, you know, your two cents, if you want to ask questions, whatever you want, you just want to say, hey, Mama Seven, how you doing? press one, join the conversation. But to me, faith is not necessarily that thing that feels good. Faith is the belief in things, evidence of things unseen, belief in things unseen. You have to believe that. You have to know that. You have to be so sure, strong with this, that you have the faith, okay? I'm talking about the faith to know that God got you. The faith to know that you're going to be okay. The faith to trust God's messengers, trust God's word, trust God's contract and covenant with you. To me, when you can show that faith, that is everything. That's the goal. To get to the point where when God says jump, you have the faith that you know how to jump, you know how high, you're just in the air. I have faith that God is going to catch me. It's so important that you have this, because without the faith, God is, I promise you, God is going to ask you to do something and you're not going to be able to do it. And it's not because you don't have the ability, because if you didn't have the ability, God would not ask you. So when you have the ability, God will ask you, and you have to have the faith to follow instructions. So when you see people, they're not following God's instructions, you can automatically know they don't have the faith. They would be able to walk without worry, or I don't say without worry, but they'd be walking. You know, worry, you know, they say if you're going to worry, don't pray. If you're going to pray, don't worry. Worry is a natural idea. It's a knee-jerk reaction. But if you can keep it in check and just get walking, you'll be fine. And it's not easy. And I want to make sure, you know, it's important that I am honest with everyone. I want to be honest with you. I don't ever want to mislead you. Faith is not easy, but it's necessary in this spiritual lifestyle. You know, when we're a spiritual lifestyle is a relationship with God. Okay? So we're all in individual and collective relationships with God. If you don't have faith, that's like not, that's having a relationship with someone you don't trust. How far do you think that's going to go? If you have to constantly double check, you know, God says, okay, child, daughter, come here. Leave this problem right here with me. And you're like, okay. And you leave the problem. Give it to God completely. But you still have your hand on it. And God's like, yeah, I said leave it, meaning like let go and leave. You go. Do what you have to go do, and leave this problem right here with me. Do you know that some people will pick that problem up and carry it with them? Oh, I'll bring the problem back, God. I'm going to work on it for a little bit. I'm going to carry this heavy problem around in my pocket. I'm going to put it around my neck, and it's going to make my neck hurt. I'm going to carry it on my back. And it'll make my back hurt, it'll bend my back, make me move slow. But I don't want to leave this problem with you, God, because I know when I leave it with you, I don't know how you're going to handle it. I don't know what you're going to do. I don't trust that you're going to handle it the way I want you to. I don't have faith in the way that you're going to handle it. So I'll just carry it around with me. Do you see how crazy it sounds when you say it that way, you're going to carry around a heavy thinking, for all those people that have been on the mountain with me, a heavy stinking problem because you don't have faith that God's going to take care of it. I'm going to tell you, you can do it, but you'll end up wasting time, missing opportunities, and God may still do it. God may still take care of that problem for you because God's like, I told you. No. Here we are in the middle of trying to have faith. Faith is our flex. We want to show God, ourselves, and the world that having faith is the real deal. How do you do that? How do you show your faith? Well, showing your faith is going to come from how you handle situations. Do you handle the situation like you got backup on the other end? You know, are you going to be running around town, oh, I'm so worried about these bills. I don't know what to do. Where's your faith? Have you set yourself up to be cared for? And if the answer is yes, then go sit down and you're going to be cared for. But running around acting like you don't have the protection is going to create more problems than solutions. So getting the faith, having the faith, playing the faith is going to be so very important for us in this journey, in this spiritual lifestyle. I would love to hear somebody, and press one, let me know, if you would like to speak about either a time where you had to keep the faith or, you know, just how you work on this in your daily life, because everybody has their own little angle of faith. Everybody has their own little angle as to how I'm going to trust God, how I'm going to give problem, this issue, this concern, this weight to God, and I'm going to have faith that he'll take care of it. I'd love to hear it because we have to begin to create visual, audio understanding for faith. We have to begin to show people, hey, this is what it looks like when you're living a life full of faith, full of love, full of hope. It looks a certain way. So this is what I want to do. I want to be able, for those that may be new to the understanding of spirituality or new to even having an intimate relationship with God, where is that faith at? What does it look like in your life? How do you move in it positively, effortlessly, you know, strong, however. And then, you know, of course, we need some examples, period. We need to see so that we can go and we can share with others, you know, because I can tell you, you know, times in my life where I have seen faith. I have seen people moving in an understanding of God to the degree that there wasn't anything else but their belief in God keeping them positioned. That was it. That was it. I have seen faith heal people. Just the understanding and the faith and the belief that they could be healed opened them up to the healing. I've seen it with my eyes. I have seen people live in this faith, in the understanding of their relationship with God, and in understanding the contract and covenant with God, seeing them be blessed beyond their wildest imagination. I've seen it. I've also seen that other side. where God has asked you quietly, you know, give me that. I need you to let that go. I need you to give it to me. And then they've asked again a little bit louder, hey, God requested that from you. You're not supposed to have that. Go put that over there. Please let it go. And then it gets louder. And then comes the booty pop. And so how do you handle that and get back to that? And I, you know, we're having a very honest conversation. I'm okay with sharing. What I find is that when people have a hard time with faith, it's because they have or they believe they've been let down before. And so difficulty there. Or God has given them something that they felt was too hard for them to handle. So their relationship with God becomes strained, distant. So in the middle of those conversations, in the middle of those relationships, when there's a little rocky part, not on God's part, God's 100% on your team. It's on your part where you're like, yeah, I didn't appreciate that. Yeah, that was difficult. How, you know, I want to spend a little bit of time before we go also talking about how to build faith. It's not an easy task, but we need to know, how do I begin? I can tell, you know, if you know within you that you have faith in God, you're listening to God, as long as God is saying the things you want to hear, and the second that God, what God is saying and what you're desiring are different, you don't have the faith anymore. So we're going to talk a little bit about how do you build it? How do you get back into that whole idea? Because the faith muscle, like any muscle, is something you got to use. If you don't use that muscle, you're going to lose it. So let's have this conversation. Let's have this conversation for building purposes, you know, for the purpose of really developing our muscle. Because that's what we want. We want memory muscle. We want muscle to the point where it just pops up when it's needed. It's not like I have to go and train real quick and then come back and answer the question. No. No. Let's have an answer now. So I got a caller that would like to share. Again, love to hear from the callers. They make the show. You make the show. Because, you know, we need to have these different ideas and perspectives come forward. And trust me, add it. Always. So, I'm going to the phone line. Greetings, welcome to the program.
Hi, it's Melissa. Good evening.
Hey, Sister Melissa. How are you?
I'm good. I have more of a question because I know a wonderful approach loves to use the word booty pop. And I want to ask this question.
Mm-hmm.
Can you help explain the difference between a booty pop and when you just are going through a hard time? And this is why I'm asking that question. My
Absolutely.
Faith has gotten stronger because of a lot of hard times that I have gone through. And you know, like in the past 3 years, I've had back-to-back-to-back major issues that I've had to deal with and had no way of knowing how it was going to come. So I listened, I asked for help, help came, God filled in the rest, things are moving. And then, you know, you hit another a roadblock or whatever. But I'm trying to understand, what is the difference between the booty pop and the hardships? Because I don't feel like I got booty pop. I feel like I went through
hardships. There's a very real difference. Mm-hmm. There's a very real difference. Great question. I'm keeping your phone line open. The first thing is, in life, you know, just because we're spiritual, just because we pray, just because we do this, does not leave us exempt from the tests and trials and tribulations of life. I wish it did. It does not. And so each of us will have those tests and trials, and those tests and trials tend to be uncomfortable, tend to be disruptive, tend to be, you know, it's like pop quiz. You're like, oh, snap, I wasn't expecting you. And so that is what a, you know, just a difficult time, a hard lesson to learn. However, a booty pop is when you know you're wrong and you still move forward.
Okay.
So if you're doing something that you know you should not, that you've been given clear instructions to stop doing, that's a booty pop. And those booty pops, I promise you, are so uncomfortable because you knew it was coming. You knew you were wrong, but you were going to try it. You know, I'm just going to be wrong for like 2 more minutes, then I'm going to go back to being right. And, you know, this is just 1 weekend, and hopefully God is not going to judge me on this 1 weekend when I've been good for 52 weekends in a row. But this 1 weekend, you know, I'm kind of stepping out, and, you know, so the booty pop occurs when you intentionally, full knowingly, do something you're not supposed to do, and, you know, you do it anyways.
Okay. All right. Because I really feel like I have not been booty popped, but the experiences that I have faced, I mean, sometimes I'll feel like Job for a minute because I'm all like, what is going on? Why me? But my faith, how can I say, when there have been multiple times where I went through like a depressive time, and my faith got stronger the more the depression didn't last as long. Like, I'm going through it for whatever reason, the trigger made it happen. And then I notice I'm not as sad. I'm not as this. I'm not as that. I'm still going through it. I still experience it. I still have a day of crying. I still have a day of whatever. Yeah. But it doesn't last as long. And so that, for me, was a clear sign of God working. And then I started seeing God doing stuff. Like, I could see His hand doing stuff, moving things out the way. Just, I'm going to just say, just this last weekend, my father, he's celebrating his 78th birthday, and we went to a farm in the mountains in South Carolina. And you know, it was windy, okay, or it was doing things. I mean, it was like 105-mile winds out there. You know, people you ain't seen in a long time just blew right by you. You know what I mean? And I'm driving Angel, and I'm in my first interstate drive. I got the top down. I'm enjoying all of it. And this tree was like at a 45-degree angle. And I wasn't worried about it because, you know, it's just tilted, whatever. The closer I got to it, it dropped. And when it dropped down maybe another, I don't know how many more feet, but it dropped down a little bit more. And then I was like, oh, that's real close, but I was too close to have a good reaction. God being God, the tree, I heard a clunk. It hit something on the top of my windshield, which is called a screen guard. It hit that, poked 2 little holes. I don't even see any twigs in the car.
Wow.
And I was like, ooh. And the reason why I'm saying that is because I just experienced a breakup, and I was in my feelings, and I was mad at God for a minute because I feel like, why do I have to be treated in a certain way for da-da-da-da-da? So I'm going through my stuff. And then that happened.
Right.
And I said, okay, God, I see you. You letting me know. Have your little temper tantrum. Don't forget who I am, because that tree could have hit me. That tree could have really damaged the car. Like, the car behind me had to pull over because it was a pickup truck, so it was taller, and it hit the top of them. So I don't know what happened to them, but I do know for a fact that God was saying, and I said, yes, God, I see you, thank you. Because the way I was having a temper tantrum the night before, I didn't deserve that.
Oh, wow. Yeah, grace. Grace. Yeah, and let me tell you, and Sister Melissa, I thank you for your time, your energy, and your frankness. Let me tell you, we have got to get to the point where you can get mad at God. I have read many, I've read a lot. We're allowed to get mad. We're not allowed to stop talking. We're not allowed to stop praying. We're not allowed, we just have to stay in there. Don't leave. Don't get upset. Stay in it. Stay in it. Because on the other side is ease, it's comfort, it's understanding. But, and this is why I always say also, keep your prayers up. Don't wait for situations to happen to start praying. Keep them prayers going right now. Keep them going so that when things come up, you already got it. You know, I got my prayers in place. I've been working on this. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that you and your person and your property was safe. I'm so, so glad. And I hope, you know, I heard the inspiration in your voice when you were like, look, I didn't even deserve it. I didn't even deserve it, but God still graced me with it. How wonderful. And that grace strengthens your faith. So you see how it works together. I love it. I got another caller I'd like to speak. Love my callers. Let us know, how's that faith showing up in your life? You know, what are you going through? How are you making it work? Greetings, welcome to the program.
Greetings, Mama says, and hello. Hey, y'all. Greetings, y'all.
Hey, how you doing, dear? How are you?
Sitting up on this lesson like, Lord.
Yeah. So, trying to remember the pace, huh?
You know what I'm saying? Like, I had to stand up. I had to pace. You know what I'm saying? I got to. It's like with me and faith, I had to change my relationship with faith because I was attached to the outcomes and a lot of things, and I'm still learning how to kind of detach from the outcome. So it's like when we really truly have faith, it's like, you know, sometimes spirit allows us to say, okay, you know what, let's explore all the outcomes so you can detach from all the outcomes. So that could be a part of your plan, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like... With me, you know, I know it's time for me to leave the classroom in that capacity where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, I've been teaching for 11 years. I'm at 3 schools. It's wearing me out. Like, your girl's tired. Yeah. So it's like, okay, so now knowing that I want to move around and do other things and stuff like that, it's like, okay, so now – I literally have to, like, reprogram the way I think, because the first thing I was thinking was, well, how you going to do this? And you still got this, and you still have that, and blah, blah, blah. And it's just, like, reprogramming my mind to detach from the outcome. But in order to detach, I had to realize I was attached. Because it's like, okay, well, you know, it's unheard of for somebody around my age trying to, you know, start over or something like that. You know, society says you should be such and such. So it's just like, yo, am I doing what's right, or am I projecting? Like, it was so much going on with my faith. So once I, like, just explored all the outcomes, and it was like, you know what, boom. Okay, so now I can go for my creative project full force, because I've already explored all the outcomes, and that's what was allowing me to surrender. But, you know, I had to mentally shift my mind with faith, because this is a level of faith where I'm dealing with right now, to where it's like, you know, this is really awesome application. It's not just knowledge comprehension, like spirit saying, okay, apply, 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 versus knowledge. What we going to do now? Like, we've been doing, you've been preparing. So now how are you going to apply? And once I got to the application, and still learning it, but it helps me, you know, it helps me move forward, because I'm not exploring this. Well, what if this don't happen? What if that? But what if it do happen? What if your creative idea actually works? What if that job or that place that you want to stay actually is available? Like, so it's like, I literally, like, had to reset on my level of faith, because I think I was having, matter of fact, I was having faith to where it was comfortable. So now that it's uncomfortable, you kind of touching on some soft spots and some sensitive spots. So it's like, really? Right. So how much of you are you going to give to God now? How much of you are you going to give to God? Or are you just going to keep giving that good 80% because you're feeling good or whatever the case may be? Or are you going to really push forward and surrender even the thought and not allowing my thoughts, you know what I'm saying, the trauma, mm-hmm. don't let it be in the driver's seat. I still acknowledge it, but you need to get in the passenger seat now. I can't let you be on the driver's seat. Now it's time for my faith to drive. Put that divine light and let flow. So that's kind of where I'm at, Mama said. Like, I still striving, but that's where I'm at with my faith right now.
Amen. And welcome to the club, okay? I think everyone I know is going through some level of transformation. Everyone is doing something that has to change. It must change. Not that we want it. It must change. And you are right. Spirit will make you extremely uncomfortable. Oh, you don't want to move? Oh, I'll make it so that you have to move because you're going to transform. And it takes a lot of faith to do that. And not, you know, because we all want to fight change. So, look, I don't even want to say good luck because it's not a matter of luck. You do the right thing, you're going to get what you need. So don't even worry about the details of it. High level that and be like, hey, God got me. And know that and move forward in that, you know. So, look. I know you're going to make it. You'll be fine. You got a lot of support. You have a lot more support than what you may think. So continue up the good work, okay, hon?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Amen. Absolutely. Absolutely. Look, that faith is no joke. I'm trying to tell you. And it's like, how do I get there? How do I get there? How do I begin to understand the faith, display the faith, you know, walk in it truly? And I would say if you've had a bump in the road, if you don't really quite know how to get that muscle strong, I'm going to suggest that you take it slowly. You know, I have people that want to put the cart before the horse. Don't do it. You're not going to get very far. Your time and really begin to understand that this is not a sprint. This is a lifetime. And whether our lifetime is tonight or another 50 years from now, plan on incorporating faith as a part of your day-to-day. Practice having faith, okay? Practice trusting in God. Say out loud, you know, I'm going to trust God on this. You know, take it out your hands. See, I need to take it out my hands because I know I don't know enough. There are times where I'm sitting there like, yeah, I don't see it. And I'm like, okay, I need to management, all right? And I give this to my management. I give it to ancestors. Legba be helping me out. I'm like, hey, I need to pass this up because it's not for me. I don't know how to handle this. I trust you. I have this relationship with you. I have faith that you're going to handle it. Even if it's not the way I would like, I still have the faith in it, okay? So there you go. Now, because there's a little naysayer over here, so let's go ahead and address the little naysayer. What if you have this faith and people say to you, well, you are crazy. I can't believe you're thinking about that. I can't believe you want to do that. You know, aren't you too old for that? That's the one you want to get me good? Tell me I'm too old for something. I will come over there and front kick you, you know. But, you know, aren't you too old for that? How about this? Ain't you too broke for that? You know, how are you going to get that done? All right? Everyone has naysayers. Everyone has naysayers. Shoot, you have a naysayer in your brain, all right? You got this little thing that says beep, 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 all sitting up in your brain, okay? So with these naysayers, with this other information, your faith has got to be able to push that noise out. Push it out. that naysayer, push it out, silence it, stomp it, hold your ears closed, pray him away, whatever you got to do, because you have to understand when it comes to faith, that's a personal thing between you and God. Other people will see it, but the faith, that's between you and God. And you've got to be able to hold that strong and hold it private, because how can people say that you can't do it when they don't know your God? See, God can make things happen and doesn't need rhyme or reason or logic. That's called a miracle. And y'all know I'm always talking about those miracles. Why? Because I have faith. You see how this is working together? You see how we're all connected? When you have the faith, then God steps in and makes things happen that don't even have explanations, called miracles. And they're happening every single day. I got another caller that would like to speak. I love speaking about faith. Faith is one of my favorite topics in the world. It is one of my favorite topics because it's so personal for me, because I know the power of it. So this is me. This is what I get into, faith, knowing it. It's a knowing. All right, let me grab this caller. Greetings, welcome to the program. Greetings. Can't hear you.
I was on mute.
Here you go.
Greetings.
How are you?
Greetings, family. I love talking about faith, too. I have a couple of faith stories, and I know it's getting close to the prayer time, but I want to share, first and foremost, that faith is an action word.
Amen.
It's not just believing. And a lot of people
Correct.
Are confused. They want to believe, but then when it comes time to do, they start backing up. That's not
mm-hmm.
faith.
That's it.
I just want to share, back in 1987, 88, I was writing a book, and I got writer's block, and I decided I was going to move to the mountains and finish writing this book. Well, I was in Miami, and the mountains are not in Miami. So I told my family, I am moving to Virginia, to the mountains. I had a 3-bedroom house. I had a bird. My kids had a cat. We packed up. It
three
took a year.
Kids.
I had 3 children,
mm-hmm.
and it took about a year to get the okay, but I was told to not to move at the time that I wanted to. That was the year before, to wait for a year. Everything would be good, okay? So, of course, my mom wanted to know where I was going. Did I know anybody mm-hmm. there? Did I have a house? Did I have a job? What's going on mm-hmm. here? Again, this child is crazy. So I said, no, Mom, it's all going to be worked out. It's going to be worked out. So I don't know if she just believed that I might turn around and come back, or if she really believed that it was going to work out. But in traveling, I put my Legba on the dashboard of the U-Haul that I was driving, and
mm-hmm.
Mama 7 was driving in my car with my bird and her sisters and the cat behind
yeah.
me. Now, let me show you what God will do. As I'm moving into this little town, I see all these antiques out on the sidewalk. I love antiques. So I've got a truckload of furniture. I've got a cat. I've got a bird. I've got 3 kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to stop and look at antiques. Well, I did. And the owner of the store was there. And when he saw that I had Miami tags, he says, oh, are you moving here? I said, yes, I am. And I'm looking for a house. He says, oh, I have 2 houses for rent right now. So, needless to say, long story short, I rented a house from him. However, I didn't have a job yet. I had a dream about 2 weeks into my stay there. I saw a lobby in this dream, but it didn't look like a hospital, which is where I was accustomed to working in psychiatric hospitals. It looked like a fancy hotel lobby. Well, come to find out, it was a psychiatric hospital, very upscale. I went there and got the job the same day. So when you have faith, you can listen to that God voice within you, and you can move on it whether other people can see it or not. It does not matter. The message is for you. The directive is for you. So that's one of my faith stories. I'm going to give you another quick one. I went to Miami to take care of my mother who was sick. I had to have a job. I don't have it like that. So I went for a job interview, got the job. Coming home, I hear in my head, you can't work there. It's a nice place. The people would love you, whatever, whatever. But you've got to stay home and take care of your mom. So I said, oh, boy, okay, okay. What am I going to do for money? About 3 weeks into my stay there, a friend of mine told me about a job that I could do at home, making more money than I had ever made in my entire life. And I was able to take care of my mother. But if I hadn't listened, if I wasn't obedient, because obedience is a big part of faith as well. Because whether you actually believe, whether you can actually see it, when you hear it, you got to do it. You got to do
right.
it. So being obedient allowed me to be able to be there for my mother and make more money than I had ever made in my life. And it was a real cushy, beautiful job. So faith without works is what? It's really null and void. You've got to, it's an action word. You've got to put the action behind the belief. That's how it's going to happen. And I also want to say that faith is always rewarded. Always.
Always.
Always. Getting close to the prayer time. I could go on because this is one of my favorite topics, too.
Look, I'm going to have to bring you out of retirement. You keep it up. I'm going to have to bring you out of retirement. I'm going to have to do it. Thank you, Mama Khadijah, for sharing. That was great. That was great. And especially that first story, because I was in that story, okay? I was driving the car having no idea where we were going. No idea. None idea. She had no idea. I don't know if you know what it's like to drive. Get a map. Miami, Virginia. We were just driving. We were just doing things. And it was one of the reasons why my faith muscle gets so strong is because I've just seen it work so many times. I've seen it work. So when you see something work, you're like, I have confidence in that. I got one more caller I'm going to take because I love my callers. I want you to help us understand. Greetings. Welcome to the program.
Greetings, Mama Seven. This is Stacy.
Hey,
I was just,
how
are you? Good, good. It was just a couple of words that kind of stuck out to me and how I look at faith. And one of those was, you know, being upset with God, that was one thing, being obedient in the grace, all of those things align to the way I look at faith. I just look at faith as being, or looking at God as being an actual figure of a father. Like, as a parent, what do we do with our children? We actually chastise them when we need to, and we reward them when we need to, when they're doing something well. And that's the way I look at it. So when I'm being chastised, I feel like that's a lesson that needs to be learned. Let me look at this in retrospect. Let me look at it and say, oh, my God, what am I learning from this particular hardship that I'm going through? And then in retrospect, I'm like, oh, that's what he was trying to teach me. You know, so everything that I go through, whether it's strife or whether it's joy, there is always a lesson in that line somewhere where we need to learn something so that we won't make the same mistakes or go down the same path again. And once I feel like once I do that, I don't repeat it. It's not, you know, when you hear people say, oh, you know, it's like, what's going on with me? Why is it always happening to me? And I feel like maybe you didn't learn the first time. Maybe you didn't learn what he was trying to teach you. And I feel like that's the way I've always lived my life. I learned that earlier on in my life, maybe as a teenager, and because I was a young mom, And I was going through a lot of changes in my life, and I was always asking the same thing, like, why is this happening to me? And I got to the point that I said, I'm going to learn from whatever lessons he's teaching. And I just continue to live my life like that. And I have to say, and I'm not boasting or bragging or anything, to say that I feel like we have a great relationship when it comes down to that. I understand you, Dad. Yep, that's the way I look at it. Father, yes, I understand what you're trying to teach me. I got it, you know, and let me move on. So I just wanted to say that's the way I look at faith and the testimonies that I've had in my life in retrospect. And I know that he's always there with me because it just happened in a great way. Even as becoming a nurse and things like that, I was told on my last exam, it's like, hey, you won't graduate if you don't get a 73 on this final. And I can guarantee you that's exactly the grade that I got on my final. And what did I do? I dropped to my knees in the middle of the hallway with tears, like, thank you, God. But that's exactly the grade that I got for me to become a nurse. So that's the faith, that type of faith that I have in God.
That's what you got to have. You got to have it. You got to have it. Thank you so much for sharing with us. Yeah, sometimes when those lessons come in, it's important to look at it. You know, sometimes we want to get mad. We want to get mad and stay bundled up. When I'm like, did you look at the lesson? Did you really look at what you were supposed to be doing? You know, if God said walk down the street, you up here changing shoes, God didn't say change your shoes. Oh, but I need to do. No, you don't. If God said just walk down the street, just walk down the street. So a lot of times, some of the challenges that we go through, they are self-made. I hate to be like that, but they are. And the important part is that we can grow from it. Of course. And the faith is going to help you too, that God is going to love me through some situations. I have faith that he'll apply a little grace to me so that I can get through whatever I need to get through. I have faith that God's love and my love for God and righteousness and everything like that is going to preserve me from the negativity that is waiting, you know. And so when you know these things, when you trust in God, I mean, like really trust in God, the faith is so much easier. I want to thank everybody for calling in, sharing their story, sharing that testimony of faith, because I promise you, if you have just an inch of it, you know it. You know it, and you say, woo, you know, I would run right now, but I have faith that God is going to take care of this for me, so I'm not going to run. I'm going to stand firm and know that this is the right thing to do. I'm following God's instructions. I'm trusting in the process. I'm here. So when you get to there, you're doing something. You are really doing it. Oh, moving into the prayer part, family, prayer is that backbone. We need it so much. Keep your prayer life strong. Have faith that your prayers are being heard. Have faith that those prayers are going to help cover you from this craziness out in the world. Have faith that your prayers have meaning and value. Okay. Father, Mother God, we come before you humbly. We come before you joyfully. We come before you full of gratitude. Say thank you for the day. Thank you for our blessings. Thank you for our life. Thank you for our understanding. Thank you for our ability to move forward in this life and in this lifestyle. God, we want to say thank you for all the positive things that you have put in our life. Thank you for helping us to strengthen that faith muscle so that we can continue to move forward. God, I ask all of those that are still looking for guidance, still unsure of how to move forward in faith, that you open their eyes, open their ears, open their perception so that they can begin to receive the information, knowing that faith is going to be one of those things that strengthens them fully in the relationship with you. God, I want to say thank you for my personal health. Thank you for my mother's health, my children's health. I want to say thank you and ask for a blessing and covering of protection for everyone on the line now and everyone that will tune in later. God, I want to make prayer for those in the hospital, shut-ins that can't get out, those that are not in their right mental space, that don't know enough to pray, and those that are just ignorant and have not learned the beauty and the blessing of having a spiritual, religious understanding with you, God. I pray that their lives be transformed and that they come back into the meaning, the full meaning of the full potential that you gave to them at birth. God, I want to thank you for today and each day that I get to experience the joy that you have allowed in my life. God, I thank you for the blessings that are here now and the blessings that are to come. Continue, please, to keep us strong in prayer, strong in our understandings of you, strong in this life. I ask these things in your name. Amen.